lovely to see you here at the Magic Millions Festival of British Eventing. Kickstarted your campaign. How did that go, the dressage?
Yeah, it's very exciting to be here. It's always a big focus of the season and one that I enjoy. And not as busy this year as previous years, but yeah, busy enough. And just done a very agreeable test on Yes I Can. I mean, he's a young horse who's coming on, and he's very much on my wavelength. There's lots of improvement to be made. He's not going to be winning the dressage here, but that was never part of my mindset. So he's very much here for the experience, hopefully to get a good run around the cross country and to learn lots.
This is such a fantastic weekend, isn't it, to showcase horses of all levels, bringing them on.
It really is a weekend to remember, isn't it? I mean, everything is going on. There's so much, all the levels, but so much to see. You can watch a lot, and you can really see horses maybe for the future that you think, oh, I wonder if that one, when he grows up, is going to be the real McCoy, and what about the other one? And some horses that don't do well here really come on, and it's very interesting to be here. I've had lots of good horses here over the years, and I enjoy using it as a good training ground, really. I shouldn't say that because it's a championship, but at the same time, it is a big stepping stone up to World Games and the Olympics and badminton and Burley and things like that. So I'm hoping that these horses will learn from their Gatcombe experience. And obviously, it's been an incredibly dry summer, but I mean, the dressage ground and the warm-up is bliss. I mean, I couldn't believe what they've done with this here. They've watered it, spiked it twice. I think I've never known the ground here so good at any time of year. So for them to have achieved this now is a great sign, and I'm very much therefore hoping when I get onto the cross country and we see all the work they've done there, it's going to be of the same level.